This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Middlebury residents are concerned about a $55 million project to replace two aging state-owned rail bridges in the downtown area. Some say disruptions would be devastating to local businesses. Others say they'd rather have the trains out of the town center altogether. But as VPR's Melody Beaudet reports, the State Transportation Agency says the project is long overdue.
The bridges carry vehicle traffic over the railroad, which passes below downtown. A project to replace them was first considered almost 20 years ago. In more recent years, other ideas, including a tunnel, have been discussed. The current project calls for a height increase to meet federal standards and an expansion of the town green in a spot where trains currently pass below. The trains would run on continuous welded rail, and drainage would be improved to prevent standing water from pooling near the tracks. At a special select board meeting this week, Transportation Secretary Sue Minter stressed the importance of finally beginning work on this project.
It's imperative that we get these bridges fixed. We hope we can do it with the enhancement to the town green. That we think is the best outcome for the community.
One construction schedule would have the project completed over 3 years. That's prompted local business leaders to write letters to the Addison Independent expressing concern over the length of the project. A new, accelerated schedule calls for the bulk of the work to be done in one season, but that would mean 20 hours per day of noise. Many voice concern about safety, with trains running close to Otter Creek, schools, and businesses. Attorney Peter Langrock brought up memories of a 2007 derailment of train cars carrying gasoline in downtown.
I was in my office when the derailment happened. Had those cars gone up, I probably wouldn't be here, 100 yards away. Nobody in their right mind can believe that the present course of the railroad through the heart of Middlebury is the preferred course. If you're designing this today, you would never design that at all.
Some residents want a bypass to get the trains out of downtown, but officials, including V-Trans chief engineer Richard Tatro, say that would extend the time frame even more.
It would be probably a decade before we'd realize any earth moving, if that.
The bridges would still have to be replaced for vehicle traffic, and there are concerns about a longer time frame. The collateral damage from the project plans are already happening, according to Doug Anderson of the Town Hall Theater.
I can't book anything right now after April 1st. So the need for some sort of haste in determining how we're moving forward and how it's going to affect the community.
V-Trans is pushing to complete the project. $65 million in public money has been invested in the Western Rail Corridor over the last 10 years, and the Middlebury section is the missing link of continuous welded rail, which would allow passenger rail service to connect Rutland and Burlington. Minter says the agency has handled difficult transportation projects in other downtowns, like Danville and Barrie, with success.
There's been a call for a timeout, and I do want to reiterate that I think one of the reasons we don't have clear, defined dates and right now is because we did take that timeout. We heard the 3 years is too long. We've been back at the drawing board. How do we reconceive this?
Transportation officials hope to have a more definitive schedule of construction impacts in November. For VPR News, I'm Melody Beaudet.